Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Hello, I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, an employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. Thank you.
tell you something. If we get a Republican in, there could be people who go to jail over this. If Merrick Garland's not going to do squat, he's part of this whole thing. This is bad, bad news here. Here, take a listen.
I called U.S. Attorney David Weiss with my senior executive on the phone, and we said, you know, we need to execute this search warrant. He responded that the prosecutors didn't want to, and I asked if in 30 days, if that storage unit wasn't accessed, and that was the deadline for the document request that was served on that day, then we can execute the search warrant, and he agreed to that. And no sooner had gotten off the phone with David Weiss had we learned that the prosecutors were informing defense counsel of that storage unit and the evidence that existed there. So it completely ruined our chance to access those unfettered.
Oh, my gosh. This reminds me of Seven. Have you seen the movie Seven? Have you ever seen anything like this? Have you ever seen anything like this? The prosecutor for the government warns the Biden crime family defense team, hey, a winky, winky, nod, nod. We're going to serve a search warrant? This is according to the whistleblower. You think this guy's making this up on national cable news? What are you, crazy? You know the liability this guy be taking? This guy could be sued. Here, it gets even better. Here he is, part two of this. This is quick. He's talking about this October 7, 2022 meeting where he's sitting there with the prosecutor in the case, David Weiss. And David Weiss, who Merrick Garland and Joe Biden said had full authority to prosecute. Garland's like, I'm not getting involved. Here he says the exact opposite, and apparently there are witnesses to this. I got more cuts on this coming up in a second. Here, listen to this.
So Biden-appointed D.C. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves would not allow him to charge in his district.
So I didn't learn that fact until October 7th of 2022, so looking back to March of 2022. And that's when David Weiss in October 7th, 2022 said that the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office will not allow us to charge there. And then he added that he would request special counsel authority and was denied. In that meeting, I even had him repeat that because I knew how important that fact was and I wanted to make sure I understood it.
You were there and you remember it crystal clear in your mind.
Not only do I remember it crystal clear, but I documented it. The email, this is an exhibit in the House Ways and Means Committee testimony, was when I returned home that evening. I documented it in an email, and it's an exhibit. You can look right on there. And I sent that email to two senior executives, one of which was at that meeting, and I said, is this accurate reflection of what occurred during the meeting? And the response was, you covered it all.
Well, he's got a freaking email. What more evidence do you – what do you need? What else could you possibly want? The guy's in the meeting with the AUSA. He says, the United States attorney, hey, I don't have the full authority to charge. I got to basically go to the DOJ. And he emails the supervisor. He goes, yeah, that's what happened. What else do you want? Here, part three, this is quick. Here he's asked about investigating Joe Biden, who's the chairman of the crime family, i.e. the big guy, according to the confidential source, the actual name they use for him. Here he says, they told him, you're not even allowed to look into this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, if there was ever a political scandal for the ages, man, you're living through it right now. Take a listen.
As far as the president's involvement in that?
So that's kind of the crux of one of the issues here is that we weren't allowed to ask questions about Dad. We weren't allowed to ask about the big guy. We weren't allowed to include certain names and document requests and search warrants. So we were precluded from following that line of questioning.
They weren't even allowed to ask about the chairman of the crime family. Here, this is where it gets really crazy. I just found this. John Solomon, you know John Solomon, great reporter. He's at Just the News. We use his website a lot. He goes on Real America's Voice, right? And it starts in the beginning, right? This is where they're going to find themselves double-barreled effed totally. Merrick Garland has already gone on the record, others, claiming that this is all a lie. There was no meeting like this. That's not what was said at the meeting. Well, just keep in mind about the meeting. The charging guy for the government, Weiss, tells the agents investigating Hunter Biden, hey, I basically have to go through the DOJ. The DOJ, Merrick Garland's going, no, we don't have anything to do with this case. We gave it to him. Both of those stories can't be true. Here's the kicker. This IRS guy's got receipts. He's got four or five others, maybe six others, who are willing to go on the record apparently and say, hey, We were at the meeting too. They've lost all control of this. And then one more thing in this clip. Solomon gets the number, the secret number Joe Biden was apparently using to make phone calls, this global phone thing. John Solomon called the number. You're not going to be surprised who picked up. Listen to this.
Pro tip, this person writes, when an IRS investigator says you're lying, always assume he's got receipts. Garland called the IRS whistleblower a liar. So whistleblower is now introduced. We talked about this yesterday, and you see from that law firm. Six different witnesses saying, we're going to back this up. So I want to cycle through this to put on the table a couple of ideas. We talked to your team, Joe Weber, yesterday about maybe an impeachment of Garland. Then you got the next one there. This one, we've mentioned it, but I got to ask you about it. This story that Joe Biden used a secret global cell phone while he was vice president, paid for by Hunter's firm. And a moment ago, Terrence was talking about James Comer, who I think was on Newsmax over the weekend, saying, I'm going to have more payments to the Biden family. There's more money. It's not just Russia, Ukraine, China, you name it. And so between the Garland IRS stuff, Comer and more payments, and this guy was using a secret cell phone paid for Hunter. I don't even know where to begin, John.
Well, I'll tell a story. I've never told this story before. Only my editors at the Hill knew this back in 2019. I early on got some documents from the Hunter Biden laptop. By the way, before it was turned over from the FBI, there had been some documents that law enforcement had gotten through other means. And one of those documents got leaked to me, and it had a cell phone number that Hunter Biden was paid for. So I figured, well, this is my chance. Maybe I can, I've been trying to get fair comments from Hunter Biden. So I'm going to call the cell phone. So I called the cell phone, and guess who picked up the phone?
Oh, boy.
Joe Biden.
Joe?
Joe Biden.
What?
Joe Biden. He's got the cell phone number. Did you hear the beginning of that, too? This clip is gold. I saw it just before I came up on the air. This clip is freaking gold. The guy says, pro tip, when IRS agents tell you they've got the goods on you, they're probably not bullshitting you. This guy's got six people going on the record through their lawyers going, yeah, we were at the meeting too, Merrick Garland. You're full of shit. You're not making, you're not telling the truth. That was a clip from the Dan Bongino Show. You can watch the full show. We recommend you do on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Bongino, please, and subscribe for free. We appreciate it.
Whoa, those feds definitely didn't like having their masks pulled off and identities exposed. Welcome back to the JP Reacts channel, my beautiful freedom-loving friend, where I am not drinking a Bud Light, guaranteed. And we also like to call out the lies, hypocrisy, and corruption of tyrants, shine the light of awareness on woke absurdities, and highlight the amazing work of other freedom fighters. So, over the weekend, from what I understand, in Oregon, not Oregon, but Oregon, there was a gathering of patriots, unclear if they were specifically MAGA patriots or just patriots, but patriots nonetheless gathered, waving some flags, doing their American thing, standing for what they want to stand for. Awesome. Right to do that. First Amendment. Ever hear of it? But then, in the midst of their patriotic gathering, there's a group of self-proclaimed Nazis who showed up. And some are speculating these trashy people might not have only been Nazis, but there's very strong speculation that some or all of this group of Nazis were actually undercover feds. That's the case. Living in the world where we're considering, is that the possibility? Why would the feds be there? Well, why would the feds be at January 6th? Why would Ray Epps be moving all over the place in disguise? Speculation, but I think educated speculation with these Fed PSYOP type things. Wherever there's patriots gathering, there seems to be an agenda to make patriotic Americans look bad. And if they can smear them, get, you know, okay, there's news cameras about to roll in, cool, cue the feds, dress those Nazis, come on in here, and we'll psychologically manipulate Americans to start associating patriotism with Nazism and other kind of trashy thinking, like racism, that kind of thing. So, while it's not confirmed, nor will it ever be confirmed that there were feds there, unless the feds actually admit that, it is suspected there's feds in this group. So let's take a look at the footage of the patriotic Americans not really having patience for these folks. By the way, whether they're Nazis or feds, they're both like unwelcomed freaking people that the Patriots didn't stand for. Let's take a look. By the way, it gets violent. Yeah, so far they're kindly asking them to leave. He was definitely passionate about getting them to leave. By the way, okay, so let's just live in a world for a second where these masked pieces of garbage are Nazis, not feds. Cool. Why do they have to wear masks? If you're standing for something that you feel is legitimate, you're going to be proud to stand for it. But they're cowards. They stand for nothing. Even if they're into the cause, they know in their heart this is a crappy cause. It's not worth standing for. It's not worth being associated with. Thus, all of these cowards are masked up, just like Antifa always is. By the way, how patriotic is that? Like, you're pushing back either Nazis or feds, like undercover feds, using taxpayer money to manipulate Americans. Ugh, trashy as Nazis. But how cool is it using an American flag to push them back? That is patriotic. Yeah, fully masked, sunglasses on. I mean, basically just letting the bridge of their nose be seen, hats to even hide their hairline and upper part of their identities. This guy with the flag there, he's just kind of using it as a reverse jousting tool. Feels satisfying to watch. And start to escalate. Escalating. You got him. You got him with all of that one. Let's see that again. This man here getting that man. Like, I'm not going to come out and say, like, oh, dude, these Patriots, like, cool. Like, they're 100% correct. I stand with them. I don't know. Something's fishy because, like, this guy we'll see in a second punching this Nazi or Fed. And this guy is fully masked, and he's on the side of the Patriots. So I don't know why he would be fully masked. So it makes me just suspicious and curious, like, I don't know, maybe there's multiple bad apples here. I don't know. Got him! He got him. So now they're the side of the Patriots. They're starting to call for demasking them. We'll see how that goes. How scared he is to be seen, and then this guy's about to get his hood ripped off just like a Scooby-Doo revealing of who the criminal was. But just, like, why are they so scared to have their identity seen? It's either because they are pathetic Nazis and they know they're with something that is just absolute trash, they're ashamed to have their identity with it, or they are feds. And they're afraid for their identity to be seen because if a Fed is undercover, they don't want you to know that they are in the position that they're in as a federal agent. Yeah, these guys are just... covering their faces with their jackets and hands. Either way, they're cowards. Yeah, he got demasked too. Now, I don't necessarily condone the violence by any stretch, but I certainly condone demasking them. Like, I think that's cool, you know? I realize they're masked up. Just keep everybody safe and protected. You know, 15 days to slow the spread, another few years of that, we're going to be good. They're just being responsible because I'm sure these masks are, you know, medically approved to stop transmission of stupid ideas and federal agent cover-ups. But that's the deal. This video's gone around the internet. It's caught my attention. I find it interesting. And again, can only really speculate. But to me, the most interesting part of the speculation is if they are federal agents, they were freaking out. They were acting like federal agents who had just been demasked when their masks were pulled off. That part's the most interesting to me. Again, all speculation. But I do like watching these degenerated nut jobs get demasked and watching them freak out, realizing their identities are being recognized, and they apparently don't feel good about that for whatever the reason might be. I appreciate you watching this video, my beautiful freedom-loving friend. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll look forward to seeing you back on this channel for our next...
All right, welcome back, everybody. Of course, Proof is here, and we have our normal Thursday co-host with us right now. And if you want to be a part of the show, the number is 319-527-6208. Press lucky number 1. We'll bring you on the show. Let's go ahead and hear from V.
Oh, yeah. Heck of a clip you got playing there, Proof.
Oh, you haven't seen that? That was one of the funniest clips I've seen this whole year.
No, I haven't.
So if you didn't catch the beginning, there was a Patriot group of some kind doing their thing in Portland, and the Patriot Front group shows up. And you know how they all wear their khakis and they have the same shirts and they have the stems covering their face and sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah, and they're in great shape. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Patriot group just started trying to rip scams off their faces. And then once their scams are ripped off their faces, then they look like, oh, crap, I'm going to get fired. Because both the people that had their scams ripped off, they were, in fact, their identities came back as they do work for the government.
Yeah, and they can't engage. They can't even get into fights with people like that.
No.
That is
so, yeah, they tried to get engaged in fights, and because they're much smaller and not well-built, they're just skinny. So when you got someone that's 5'6 and weighs 140 pounds versus someone that has muscles and has been in a few fights in their life, and they're 6'3 and about 230, they're not going anywhere.
True that.
So the police
wow.
had to come in, and the police
yeah.
had to help the Patriot Front group evacuate the scene. That was the funny part.
Well, that's great. Historic.
So, what about you? Are you still enjoying wood-fired pizza?
Yeah, for now.
Something tells me there's going to be enough backlash on that they're going to have to give that up, at least for now.
I didn't even know we had coal-powered pizzerias. I thought they were either brick oven or they were electric, which I know what fuels electricity now. They got rid of the nuclear power plants. I don't know. I didn't think there were that many pizzerias that were fueled with coal. So I thought, oh, wow, he's getting rid of just a handful. But then I find out it's like hundreds. So I was like, oh, okay, that's bad. Because then you get rid of pizzas. It's like, well, I don't know. It seems like to be the thing that people go to for parties and stuff like that. That's like the buffet style food of choice. I'm a little confused as to how he thinks it's going to contribute or deduct from any carbon in the atmosphere. Like, the majority of carbon.
No, and the amount of electric it takes to run an electric stove, that actually takes more electric.
Right, right. And this is, and it's powered by coal. All of our electricity now, the power grid is going to be so weak because they're going to, of course, the price of coal is going to skyrocket. It's insane. And I saw a video of the Uyghurs that are engaged in slave labor in China with the production of these electric vehicles. You know, you've got children mining in these artisan camps. Like, you know, mining lithium and slave labor, of course, for most of the electronics that we enjoy. And everything that we have is made in China. Everything, cosmetics, perfumes, the most minor things to major things like cleaning products, even meat. Why? We don't have room in this country for manufacturing plants. And this country is really so punitive when it comes to having a business that you can't open a plant and employ people.
Well, it's not that. It's just that you'd have to pay someone $18 an hour where you could pay someone 50 cents an hour out there. So
yeah,
they can really – that's how it is. So, and that's one of my biggest protests against, like, the Nike company, where a pair of sneakers that they sell for the Air Jordans or whatever – they might sell them for $229. It might cost $2 to make the sneaker, and they pay Michael Jordan more to advertise it than the whole plant, including the managers there.
Hmm. Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, just I can't imagine the taxing as well. Like, it's every state tries to capitalize as much as they can on anybody who opens a business. And only the major ones can afford to pay out the taxes. And we find out that they don't even pay them. Like, Amazon didn't pay taxes. I don't even know how many years in a row. And then they get government kickbacks and
they get
help.
They get state-sponsored tax breaks in order to bring business into the – or bring employees into the city. Remember, that's what AOC argued about, and then Amazon said, forget this, and they put their plant somewhere else. But the thing is, though, V, you can't really tax a one percenter, because if they're a business owner, that's exactly what they do. You can't say, hey, you're going to pay this tax. The 1% will say, okay, then I'll go to the state that doesn't let me pay tax.
Right. And I think even Joe Biden's state.
Yeah, that's where a lot of credit cards, either South Dakota or Delaware, they're based out of, because those are the two easiest tax laws when it comes to credit cards.
Right. A lot of banks run out of there. Any business, you don't even need to live in Delaware to open a business account in that state. And there's no business tax. So, you know, Joe Biden likes to talk about tax the rich, let them pay their fair share. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard on its face. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's easy to say that because it will never happen. It's unless you're going to tell someone you can only do business in this state and you're not allowed to leave the country and you're on house arrest and you have to run your business in this state, then the business owner is going to be like, hey, I'm not going to pay these taxes, and I'll go elsewhere. So as much as you want to enforce it, you can't. And that's what liberals don't – they refuse to understand that logic. They're like, well, yeah, of course they'll pay if you charge them a 27% tax. They have to pay it. Well, why would they have to pay it?
Right.
Yeah. Well, otherwise they can't do business in California. Okay. Then they got 49 other states they could sell in.
Mm.
And if that's not good enough, then they can go to China or South Korea or any of those other nations and make money. They don't necessarily need the United States anymore.
Right. And we talk about China stealing our intellectual property, but that explains, too, why people will have a patent and they'll manufacture something in China, and then you start to see knockoffs right away on Temu and Alibaba and all these other websites because...
Yeah, before your product even comes out, there's already fakes.
Right, exactly.
It's like all the, not all, but most of the movies that are produced in China, they're played and bootlegged in China before they're even brought to the U.S. That's why there's bootlegs out before the theaters.
Right, I remember that. I remember all the fake DVDs I would buy, and it was always like somebody's camcorder in the back of the theater. With the occasional...
Yeah, but you got to see the movie 5 weeks before someone else.
That's right. That's right.
So
I
any
saw that
crypto news to speak of?
Oh, well, I have been keeping my eye on Bitcoin, of course, as usual, and noticing the way it's playing around at the $30,000 mark. But this is exactly how it starts. It creeps its way, and then it takes a little dip, and then it goes back up, and then it creeps again. I think it's on a constant or steady trajectory to go upwards. And I'm not the only one who thinks that, you know. But I'm not a professional, and this is not, financial advice.
Well, it seems as though it's just sat for just over a year. And 30,000 is much better. It's, double what it was a few months ago?
That's right. And it's the investors. They're driving the price up. I'm giving an example. It's gained like 30%, right? Let me see. And U.S. investors, right? They're getting Bitcoin as activity starts to go up and up, and it drives up the price, and the trading volume have been mostly during U.S. market hours, which says a lot. The rest of the world is sleeping, and we're over here trading. So this year it's gone up about 85%, according to CoinDesk. And what pisses me off is that BlackRock, I think Fidelity, they've become more involved with Bitcoin, and it makes people more interested in investing. But these are the same people. Like, I think Larry Fink spoke against Bitcoin years ago. He had nothing good to say about crypto. He talked about what a scam it was. And here, now he's advocating for it. I think in the last year, he's done a complete 180. And it's just the same as when Elon says something about a certain crypto and everybody goes running because of FOMO. They don't want to miss out and they go crazy investing in it. Like when he appeared on Saturday Night Live and he didn't even mention Doge, I think, or maybe they were making fun of it, and it went up to like 79 cents, the highest it's ever been and ever has been. When people like Larry Fink or BlackRock or Fidelity get more involved and start advertising and promoting it, they're going to make people jump in. But if you don't know the first thing about the market and you don't understand how the volatility is worse than the stock market, and you don't know that you're going in there literally to possibly lose money, then you're setting yourself up for failure already.
Hey, do you remember 3 weeks ago where I traded out of my Shiba on air with you?
Yeah.
So I'm doing a 30-day on this. In the last 30 days, it's down 16%.
Oh, so you rescued some of your money.
Well, let's see. I put it in Polkadot. No, did I put it in Polkadot or Solana? I put it in Solana.
I like
so
Solana.
So today, Solana is up 13.4%.
Right.
And over the last 30 days, it's down 12.41%. The last week, it's up almost 10%, but today it's up 13.4. So I don't know if I rescued money or not.
Well, you did from where you had it before. I mean, obviously Solana, shoot, I remember, I think I bought my first Solana token and it was like, let me see. It was $67 each coin when I first bought it, May of last year. Can you imagine? And I think I got it at its lowest over the winter. It was it was under 20. I think I got it at $12. Can you imagine? I bought it at 67 and then I bought it at 12. Lord have mercy. Solana's something that definitely going to rise.
I forgot how much it is right now. Hold on. I'll look.
I got it up already.
All right.
It's 1861. Yeah. And I'm down bad on it. Like I have spent some of it that I had when it was up, but from my first investment out, like I'm down. I'm negative on it. So that sucks. But
well,
even
I'd
if I bought it now,
I'm on Solana with the 4.35% interest. But Shiba
right.
really, it's just been not performing, so I'm happy to get out of it. If you want to look at something that had a good day today, look at Compound.
Okay. Oh, I see, up 22%. That's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
I don't think I own any Compound, and it's too late to get in now.
Yeah. I have hundreds of assets. It's impossible for me to stay on top of all of them. And my notifications are constantly going off for different things. I don't even look anymore at some of the stuff that I have in Zerion. I have stuff in Trust Wallet I haven't looked at. All these coins that they were like, get it now, it's going to blow up. And it's like, I'm still waiting, right? For like 2 years.
But there hasn't been a coin that went from nothing to big over the last year.
No, nothing that's left a like quadrillionth of a penny, no.
Well, I would say even from 2 cents to a dollar, there just hasn't been that kind of turnaround in the last year.
That's true. I think they're hoping that Polygon is going to bounce back too. Because I think Robinhood had it listed and then they delisted it.
Oh. I got 4.5 Polygons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which means I have $2.86 invested.
Well, 2 days ago, Robinhood delisted them, and it seemed to make some people like divest as well, like get rid of their asset in it, or their stake. But Matic investors staked like, I think it was like 100 million, almost 200 million Matic tokens. So they got some good help with that. And staking is a good way to not lose your money, but to make a little bit while you put it up so they can use it to do whatever work they need to do in the
blockchain.
Yeah,
so if more people stake their coins, that shows that coin is a little more stable and they can do things. So if people stake it, it brings the value up because there's already X amount that's committed to not be lost.
Right. Actually, Robinhood got rid of Cardano and Solana also 2 days ago.
Why is it?
I don't know. I think they want to stick with certain coins, but also it could be an agreement between the creators or the developers and Robinhood. You know, it could be, who knows? There was also some SEC court filings still going on with Binance and Coinbase. Like, I don't know. But I think Matic is about to see a surge.
What was that with Matic?
I was saying that there's some SEC court filings against Binance and Coinbase. So the like Robinhood is dealing with, I think, crypto issues. So I think they were just trying to drop as much crypto as possible to keep it simple. What is it that they do now? They have Doge, they have Bitcoin, and they have Ethereum. I know that for sure. I thought they were going to stick with like the most popular, but they added to Cardano, Solana, and Matic, and now they're gone. So what happens to the holders in Robinhood who have that crypto? They had to be paying attention to their emails, hopefully, because they get heads up, like, you know, you better take your coin out because this is not going to be your crypto wallet anymore. You certainly don't want to lose that money. You have to really stay on top of at least your emails. But thankfully, I don't have any crypto in Robinhood, so I'm not worried about that. But there's been some spikes in Polygon this year, you know, with people staking. And their price went up like crazy, I think. Let me look at Matic again.
It's 62 cents a share.
Yeah, I think it hit like 70 about a week ago or something. And it's just been, it was up and down. I think it hit a low of like 50. But that maximum it hit, I think it was $1.50 about the beginning of the year. Holy crap.
What?
The spider just landed on my chest. Dude,
you just landed on your chest.
Oh, gigantic spider. I'm killing it. Am I killing it?
Okay.
Did I kill it? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. It was the heaviest little thing. I was like, what the hell's going on? Sorry. I'm surprised I didn't say a swear word either.
Oh.
I got it. I think I got it. Did I get it? I don't know.
So Ethereum's at 18.44 right now and 20 cents. What do you think?
Ethereum 18, you know what? It's been holding. You notice that? It hasn't been fluctuating too much.
Maker's been hovering around 700.
Yes, I noticed that too. I wish it was back at 500 because I could grab a whole Maker and just watch it hit. You know how it always goes right up over 1,000 and then like skim it? I would love that.
Yeah, Cosmos didn't have a good day today, unlike everything else.
You never know what you're going to get with these. Isn't that something? You really got to hang on for the ride because it's a hell of a ride. And a lot of these coins, if you don't get them when they're first created, when they first come out, excuse me, you miss out. You know, you lose a ton of money. It's a shame because there's so much to be made when the coin is first developed and they first launch it. Oh, my God. You're not even at a whole penny, and it's a beautiful thing to watch it go up and up. At least that's
my
experience.
Yeah, I haven't seen that magical coin yet. Because I got in right when when Shiba was finally put on Coinbase. That's when I got in, and the wave was already, for the most part, it was gone, but it had one huge wave, and then I skimmed the profits off and threw it into Bitcoin.
Nice. I was putting $25 a week in there. I did that for almost a year. But it was a pain because I think the best part was when it was about 15,000, I was just dumping the 25, 25 and accumulating that savings. But I was like, it was stalled around the 20,000 mark, and it was constantly going up and down at this point. And I was like, the $25 was turning into like $19. I'm like, you know, it was like going down as soon as I put it in there. And I was like, oh, it's kind of annoying. I get annoyed, but it's like, because I know I need, this is another way for me to save my money, which, by the way, Coinbase offered an opportunity to do direct deposit of my paycheck, and I choose which cryptocurrency I want to get paid in. So it'll convert my money into that coin, buy it for me, you know, with my whole check. And I was just like, oh, I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, it's like, I'm not okay with my money just fluctuating as to the extent that it does right now. And then it's another way for them to get us accustomed to the digital currency. And I was like, I don't want to play that game. I want to be able to always have cash ready. And I want to always be able to pay with coins. And it's just frustrating. But I don't want to play this game, but then I'm in it and I'm making money. I'm saving money. I'm watching money grow. Like, it's much more than a bank would ever allow my money to grow. So I don't know. I don't want to see my paycheck go into a whole coin, though, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Because that's
so
what
I
buy.
I don't know if you've heard of Biden calling his policies Bidenomics. So,
yes, I've heard the Bidenomics. It was trending on Twitter. It was trending on Twitter a few days ago.
So it's like he has a dumpster fire, but he's like owning it. I think that's awesome.
Bastard.
So I want to play this, what is it, 6 minutes or so? Dan Bongino getting into this. So
okay.
I want to play that clip for you.
All right.
Here's, by the way, Biden yesterday gave a speech. We're going to do something on a radio show later. This guy, the lying folks, it's just gotten to an epic nuclear level now. He doesn't even care anymore. Yesterday he gave a speech, and Jim and I were so flabbergasted by the amount of straight-up lying in this speech he gave in Chicago yesterday that we do that things that never happen. We can't even do a single episode. We needed like a feature-length movie. Here is just a small sample of what went down yesterday with Biden. Here he is repeating a lie that's been debunked probably 1,000 times, that he's traveled the world or something with Chinese President Xi Jinping, traveled 17,000 miles with him. Here, listen to him repeat this yesterday.
I've long said, and I mean this, I was on the Tibetan Plateau with Xi Jinping. I traveled 17,000 miles with him. I've spoken with him more than any other state.
He did not travel 17,000 miles with Xi Jinping. How do I know that? Because the communist Washington Post, with the farther left communist Glenn Kessler, has already told this. It's not true. Washington Post, Glenn Kessler, Biden's repeated claim he's traveled 17,000 miles with Xi Jinping. The president earns three Pinocchio. This is from the commies at the Post. The guy's full of shit. Nothing he says is true. Here we go. I got to zip through these. Here he is yesterday again, which you're probably getting sick of it, but I'm not going to stop exposing this buffoon. Here he is yesterday saying he cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion for probably the 1,000th time. Take a listen.
Just in my first 2 years in office, my team and I have reduced the deficit by $1.7 trillion, more than any president has. Just in 2 years.
So we've showed you government statistics. We've showed you or insider statistics from conservative tanks. We've showed you fact checks. I showed you the Washington Post fact check. I don't know what else to tell you that this is fake. So I thought, who's to the left of the Washington Post sometimes? Newsweek, right? Newsweek, fact check. Did Joe Biden bring down the national debt by $1.7 trillion? False. The Biden administration has not reduced the national debt by $1.7 trillion. It has increased $3.5 trillion. But then he said deficits. Yes, those have gone up too. Those have gone up every year Biden's been in office. The debt he's taking credit for is the expiration of the COVID relief funds, which he wanted to continue, making him double full of shit. The guy is a freaking liar. Here's another beauty. He's trotting out the inflation was caused by Russia again thing, even though he tweeted out last week a chart showing the inflation started when he got in office, which was before the Russia invasion. Listen to this.
Today, inflation is less than half of what it was a year ago. And that inflation caused by Russia and by the war in Ukraine and by what was going on.
Okay, really? It was caused by Russia? Here's your own tweet from June 13, 2023, just a few weeks ago. Great news, inflation report, blah, blah, blah. Look at the chart. You can see the chart, and this is the tweet from the White House, folks. Oh, look at that. Inflation started spiking, oh, golly, when Joe Biden took office before the Russian invasion happened. This is their freaking chart. This is theirs. This is their chart. This was in their tweet. This is their tweet. How full of shit is this guy? It's their own tweet. Here's another gem. Oh, the inflation, we're doing so great. Bidenomics is kicking ass. Wall Street Journal. Average hourly earnings of private workers. 2021, Joe Biden takes office. By the way, Dan, this data, where'd you get this data from? Joe Biden's Bureau of Labor Statistics, dumbass on the left. Here you go. Source, BLS. Average hourly earnings of private workers. You'll notice something, folks. It's gone down dramatically since Biden got in office. You're making less money. That's why people hate Bidenomics. Here's the numbers. Using steady dollars from 1982, you were making effectively the average hourly earning $11.39 when Biden got in office. It's now $11.03. Last time I checked, folks, that's a 3.1% decline in real earnings. The guy is full of crap, man. He's a freaking liar. I like this guy a lot, EJ Antoni guy, He was on Fox Business explaining this. How Biden can talk all the smack he wants about Bidenomics and all this BS. Here's the hard reality. The reason only 30% of people trust this guy in the economy is very simple. Throw all of this crap out the window. You want to hear what it is? You are making less money since Joe Biden got in office. Fact. Listen to EJ Antoni.
Real weekly earnings are now negative for 26 straight months. That's the longest stretch in history and twice the global financial crisis. We thought the global financial crisis was long and bad, and we've all been poor now for twice that length. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it just shows you how the government has to pay for its spending one way or another. You know, they can raise taxes on you explicitly, or they can implicitly raise taxes on you through inflation. And that's what we've seen under Joe Biden. If you're wondering, where did the government get the trillions upon trillions of dollars that he and the Congress have spent the last couple of years? They are taking it out of your hide right now through the hidden tax of inflation.
Yes. People think Biden sucks because he does. They think he sucks because he does suck, because you make less money. Here he is again yesterday, trotting out again when it all goes wrong, Joe. Definitely was trickle-down economics. Take a listen.
Trickle-down approach failed the middle class. It failed America. It blew up the deficit. It increased inequity. And it weakened our infrastructure. It stripped the dignity, pride, and hope out of communities, one after another.
Folks, I'm not even going to play it. I was gonna play the Thomas Sowell video for probably the 10th time. I'll play it on a radio show if I have some time. There is no such thing as trickle-down economics. It is a slur used by liberals to describe an econometric system that does not exist. That was a clip from the Dan Bongino show. You can watch the full show. We recommend.
All right. I'm trying to plug my headset in. I'm not having success. Both of my phones new batteries, so I don't get a lot of charge out of them. And my Freedomizer phone, the business phone that I have, it's not working, so I have to return it and probably close my account.
No way. Can't they update your phone?
If both of my phones run out of battery, then that means the show's over.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I just haven't had a chance to go down to Batteries Plus and get them.
Batteries Plus sells everything, huh?
Well, they sell batteries.
I mean, they got the one for your phone?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what the heck? Are you able to see, like, what level your battery's at right now? Like, do you have some type of indicator?
Yeah, I have two cordless phones, and one of them just beeped at me that I had low battery, and the other one's on one bar, but this one will hold a little bit more. So
okay.
I'll yo-yo game for a little bit, and I know you leave at about 8:15-ish anyway.
I was like, wait, what time is that?
11:15, so we got about an hour and maybe 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes maybe at the most.
Got it. Well, damn. What's up with broccoli, man? You want to play some?
Oh, of course.
Let's go.
I'm going. I got to pull up the cartoon so we can watch it. So this is called Pride Month.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Joanne Moretti said it was one of her favorite episodes she's ever seen, not to hype it, but.
Nice. All right. I'm following. All right, I got it open.
Okay. All right, I might shut my phone off for a few minutes if we're just listening to Mr. Broccoli, and I'll call back in like 8 minutes. All right, let me play this. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, green dude, why art thou not celebrating Pride Month?
Do what?
You are not celebrating Pride Month. Why are you not participating in LGBT activities, sir?
I am not into that lifestyle. Please leave me alone.
That will not cut it, sir. You must be participating in a Pride parade, read a drag queen story time, or perhaps spend an evening with me in my bed.
No, thank you. I am not and will never ever be interested.
Usa, you said the wrong choices of words is to my eardrums. Just for that I must now run my hands through your long flowing mane. Seriously, sir, you need to go with me to Target and we can sit down and consume some Bud Lights. Then we could hold hands and wear the North Face Pride hoodie, sir. It will be so festive.
No, no means no.
Yes. Yes means yes. There are pride parades all over the United States this weekend where the men are naked and wearing long socks and pro wings. We need to handle business green, dude, if it makes you feel better. Sir, we can do that right now. We are doing it for the children.
That sounds like I am going to be busy arresting people.
That sounds like I need to be arresting people, sir. I need to be arresting you. You do not to be taking down our crime syndicate. You need to do as many pride things as possible so you can get an ESG score. Then BlackRock can help you obtain more funding. If you do not have a good ESG score, then the largest funding company in the world will not give you any monies. BlackRock demands that you remove your dungarees, your underoos, and your blouse. So if you show your ice cream cone and your kumquat to the kids, you'll have an excellent ESG score. You will be at the utmost of wokeness, sir.
I will never need money that bad that I have to sell out. That sounds like you are a prostitute and BlackRock is your pimp.
You keep stepping in it, green dude. You do not understand, sir. Once BlackRock demands you do something, you jump and do it post haste. Right now they're demanding every company go as woke as possible. Everyone stopped shopping at Target because they sold clothing with satanic messages on it. Everyone knows that Bud Light is now called tranny fluid. Everyone knows Disney got caught grooming kids. But you know what green dude, they do it anyway because BlackRock demands it or they stop getting funding.
I don't care about an ESG score. Whatever BlackRock says to do, I am not interested.
Trust me, sir. You will need your ESG score to buy, sell, work and live. Soon whenever you want to purchase petrol or your GMO foods at the local China Mart, you will be required to remove your dungarees and have a TS naked body scanner scan your junk so we can tell if you are a terrorist threat. If you are not willing to show us your junk, it means you have something to hide.
Yes. I have something to hide. My junk.
You do need to disrobe this instant, sir. And every other instant where there is a child present or you must enter a business. You could be hiding an assault rifle, a samurai sword, or a Bible verse inside your junk.
I just do not understand. Children cannot go into a strip club to see naked ladies. But if a man dresses up in ladies' clothes and gets naked in front of kids, that is not only acceptable, but it is now expected.
What's wrong with that?
But if a woman says there are a man, that is still considered indecent? I do not understand.
Of course you would not get it, green dude. You need to learn how to be woke. We are going to make it completely legal to show your ice cream cone and your kumquats. However, we will be making a crime to not put the bloody scam on your face.
The public will not stand for this.
The public will stand for it. It does not matter how bad the United States is. If people cannot buy food, if there is a civil war, or we take away everything from everyone. You can eat as bugs and owns nothing. Half of America will still continue to vote Democrat. Besides, no one can resist the temptation to vote for Michael Robinson or Obama. Michael Robinson or Obama is a very nice lady.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a much better presidential candidate than Brandon, Governor Gruesome, or Big Mike.
Incorrect, green dude. We are forbidding Robert Kennedy Jr. to ever be president. He said he will arrest the crime syndicate. Besides, how can we have a debate with Robert Kennedy that is sponsored by Pfizer? B.S.D., Bill Gates, George Soros, and G. Globalists have already paid enough money to make sure he does not win.
That sounds like election tampering.
Absolutely, sir. But you know what? No one bloody cares. As long as it is a Democrat in office, the average something ducker on the street does not care. Almost no one walking down the street even knows who the vice president is. And that's just how we want it. Now all we have to make sure that Trump does not win the 2024 election and we can officially bring in our global government for real. That means we can put nincompoops like you in those FEMA camps. That they do not exist.
We need to get to the bottom of the Biden crime syndicate.
Stay in your own lane, sir. We will not be arresting our front guys for our crime syndicate.
Hunter Biden wrote off human sex trafficking expenses on his income taxes. His father also said he knew nothing about Hunter's business dealings. But they shared bank accounts and discussed the business dealings frequently.
Are you denying that was legitimate business expense? Besides, there is nothing wrong with a son getting business advice from his father.
Yes. It is something everyone else would get arrested for and stay behind bars for a long time.
But green dude, that is the difference. The 99% get prison sentences. The 1% get to do whatever they want. If you want to get away with any crimes, just become part of the 1% and the world is your oyster. We'll pay the big guy so he can do whatever we bloody want. Here's our marionette. which is exactly why we rigged the 2020 election, sir.
Hey everyone. You need to stop letting these crime syndicates run the world. You not paying attention and calling them out is going to hurt the entire planet. Stop voting for these people who are running things like mob bosses. You need to get educated. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He shares all the news you need to know about. Plus his guests and his co-hosts are great to listen to. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also check out the schedule for the other shows on freedomizerradio.com.
You need to zip it. Green dude. Enough with you telling everyone to not obey us overlords. That's it, put your hands up and I am taking you in my 1993 Geometro Rider Geolobalist lair.
I will never stop exposing crime. The 1% do not get a free pass. And you can shove that globalism up your...
I want to love you, PYT, pretty young thing. You need some loving TLC, tender loving care, and I'll take you there.
See you later, wiretap.
All right, I hope that was all right.
That was more than adequate proof.
You sure?
I concur. Yeah, I concur with the previous review. Who was it that? I forgot her name.
Joanne?
But it was, yes, thank you. I liked it. I was laughing. I had to mute myself.
Oh, well, I couldn't hear you. If there was any good parts, let me know.
Did you turn off your phone?
I shut off for 6 minutes and put it on the charger, hoping I can get an extra 5 out of it.
Yeah. I wonder how long they really take to charge those cordless phone batteries. But you're talking about getting rid of your Freedomizer phone. What kind of phone is that? Is it also a cordless phone with a base and a charger and all that?
Well, it's a Vonage phone, but it's like a business desk phone.
Oh, I see what you mean. And it plugs into a landline?
My router, I bought 3 phones, and they're just not... They're not talking to each other. And I'm tired of buying one and then buying the other side. And I'm on tech support for 3 to 5 hours a day, every day. And it's at the point where it's just not going to work. So I'll have to figure something else out.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. I don't foresee those companies going out of business. They're very necessary. Good travel phones. You know, like you don't have to rely on cell towers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
am
that's
I right?
True.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a regular phone I keep in my house. The cordless ones that I'm using now, that I can go all over the house with that, but the desk phone sits at the desk.
I remember when they first came out, like people who had long stays in the hospital, who had treatments like for their kidneys or anything long that required them to stay for a day or two, they always brought their Vonage. It was like huge. When I was in my early 20s or my teens, late teens. And there were so many knockoffs from Vonage. There was one of them that had the name Jack in the name. I forget the name of it.
Magic Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah, they sucked.
Yeah, they didn't stick around very long.
No. So anyway, you said there were some good parts in this, so I know what to work on.
Yeah, every time that you put the audience to laugh was exactly when I was laughing. And there's a bit of a delay on that, but it's...
Yeah, I couldn't fix that. I even got rid of the pause button because normally I pause it for 0.2 seconds and then it syncs up. But I even took that out, and it's still a pause. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, well, it still worked. It was still on the funny parts.
Okay.
So that worked. The first, right off the bat, like right when he started, he was like, well, you know, you're wrong, and now I have to put my hands through your long form. I was like, what? And you have to come to bed with me. I was like, wait. He doesn't even hide it. So
no, and he wants Broccoli Man to put on a Pride North Face hoodie and drink Bud Lights with him and get them at Target.
Amazing. He sounds so sophisticated, but he's just a degenerate.
Well, he sounds like a Fed.
That accent is what I mean.
Oh.
So elegant.
Yeah, but he does Fed-like things.
That's very true.
Especially in his 1993 Geo Metro.
Oh my God, I remember those freaking cars.
But like he says, he told Broccoli Man that the job of being a supervillain for the 1% is it comes with a company vehicle. That's the company vehicle they provided him.
Shoot. I believe it. I'd believe it if I was told that for realsies.
All right, so what's next here?
I don't know, soon I'm going to be in my car driving.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm already expecting it's going to be a short show today, so I get it. I wanted to hear this, actually. There's a clip that bothered me earlier. There's a Democrat senator out of Milwaukee, a state senator, and started cursing up a storm because she's not concerned with crime spending outside of her city and into the suburbs. So I'm not altering or editing the clip. You're going to hear it in its entire 14 seconds.
All right.
Fuck the suburbs. Because they don't know a goddamn thing about how life is in the city.
So, do you need me to replay that?
No, sir. Damn.
So, a state senator can just go up in a meeting and just start talking like that. And because you don't live, you might be 40 years old and you spent 36 of your years in Milwaukee itself. But the fact that you moved out of Milwaukee means that you know nothing about the crime in Milwaukee. So stop complaining.
Bitch.
There's better ways to word that.
Truly. But that shows a level of ignorance there. That means no good home training.
So what was it? My co-host on Tuesday, Kayla, you met her.
Yeah.
So her grandmother said that Marjorie Taylor Greene is the dumbest congressperson she's ever seen.
Ooh.
What
she know about her?
But I didn't have anything to say about Hank Johnson, who's also in Georgia.
Okay. There's so many clips. There's not enough for her out there to like, make a judgment call about that guy?
I'll share this. It's 2 minutes. I'll play it.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level, location. It's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
The whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
Now, here's the thing. There was a fact check on that.
Uh-huh.
They were like, he didn't mean it like that. He was kidding. But they don't do that. They don't run cover and defense for the conservatives. They only do it for one party. And that's why people are always calling them out. They're like, dude, you know, it's so obvious what you guys are doing. But no. No. Nothing's going to change, Bruce.
No. But I guess the issue is that, I don't know if it can change. If Trump gets back in, the more you fight Trump, if he wins, the more that he's going to come back after you. So
Right. They
better be careful with trying to arrest Trump, because Barry Satoru and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, that Barry could be in trouble. I don't know if they're going to mess with Brandon, because he doesn't know what ice cream flavor he's eating. I mean, they could still arrest him, I guess, but it wouldn't have the same fervor as if they arrest Barry Satoru.
That's true. Very true. I mean, what are we going to do? I don't see anybody from inside the newspapers calling them out. I don't see the whistleblowers saying, we were forced to whatever.
Well, there's lots of whistleblowers, but getting them, giving them the access to speak, it's like Merrick Garland and the band of crooks. It's like they run the show, and because of that, every woke liberal thinks that this is paradise to them, that they can just manipulate everything, and it's never going away. The party's never going to be over.
That's true.
All good things are supposed to eventually come to an end, but I don't, these people don't think so. Can you imagine, V, living a life where your only happiness is to take other people's happiness away?
That's called being evil, I think. That's like the definition of evil. We don't use that word enough anymore in society. It's too closely affiliated with morality, which puts you on the side of creationism, which means you believe in a God.
Yeah.
can't talk about evil.
Oh, speaking of which, the Gateway Pundit, I just refreshed my screen. They just posted an article. Now, the liberals love the Koch brothers because their money is being used to defeat Trump.
The Koch brothers, you say?
Yeah, they heavily supported the Bushes.
Oh,
and
they are
the mega billionaires, and they literally supported anyone last time that was not named Trump.
Right.
But DeSantis is not getting any bump whatsoever. He's not as good as everybody advertised him to be.
He's a good governor. I don't know. Stab in the back to Trump for what he did for him.
Well, it's because he's funded by the Bushes, the Koch brothers, Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, and people that are freedom oriented don't want albeit he's a good rhino, but you don't want rhino tendencies to take over when you have someone like a Trump who's threatening to just light up the deep state.
Right.
So that's why nobody wants DeSantis.
Well, there's so many people who are like, oh, we can't have Trump because he's almost 80. You know, like nobody wants to see a president turn 80 years old in office. And look at how Joe Biden is. I mean, they're already questioning Trump's capabilities just because of the way he went down a ramp carefully with slippery shoes.
Yeah.
You know, saying, you know, he needs to take a test and he takes one. He boasts.
I can't vote for Trump because he's too old, so I'm going to vote for Brandon.
No, not Brandon. They were talking about, like, they need another candidate. Like, but nobody's talking about Vivek Ramaswamy. I think he's a great candidate. He just doesn't have the charisma. Yeah, he doesn't have that charisma and charm.
Well, he's currently third, so he's at 8%. DeSantis is at 10%, and Trump is whatever he's at.
I don't see it happening. I just don't think America's going to pull their crap together enough to understand what the role of a politician is, you know?
Yeah, I think Vivek Ramaswamy could gain. I don't think DeSantis I don't think there's many people in the race that can gain at this point.
Right.
If you're not at 8 to 10%, I don't think you have a chance right this second. Everybody knows who most of these people are, and they're not going to get a big bounce. Nobody's going to say, you know what, we need a Democrat-leaning Republican. Let's go ahead and get Chris Christie in here.
Right.
Chris Christie.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Right.
No, nobody's going to say we need Mike Pence because we need somebody who's going to sell out our country.
No, nobody.
But the presidency for the Democrat side, if Brandon doesn't get in, everybody knows it's either going to be Big Mike or Governor Gruesom.
Right.
And neither of those, I think Big Mike can beat Trump regardless. I'm not going to say I 100% think so, but I think it's going to be a good battle.
Really?
Well, remember that, and I hate saying this about half of America, but half of America will vote based on the letter behind their name. And a lot of them are Democrats.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how terrible that you can have Klaus Schwab doing commercials for owning eatings of bugs and ownings of nothing, and we need that, so vote for Brandon. People still vote for Brandon.
true.
So, but Governor Gruesome, though, there are millions of people that have left California and moved to other states because they simply can't afford it, or they don't want to play the politics. However, everybody that has not lived in California, they think this guy's like the best Democrat in decades, not since Bill Clinton.
There's no way. I think people
so
just say that like
very
they're
weird.
Signaling. No way. People really believe that. It's full of crap.
But there are, I've seen it, and, well, on various Facebook posts, and I think the people are real.
Yeah.
You have enough Trump haters that they'd rather vote communism in. I don't know if you saw what went on in Toronto on Monday, but they voted a communist mayor that was born in China.
No. No.
Oh, and she ran on communism.
It's madness. People don't
so
know how to
Toronto,
background.
Yeah, as Toronto goes, so does the rest of the nation, because Toronto is, Ottawa is like half the population of Canada. So they voted for communism, and they're going to get it.
Oh, yeah, just like that town in, was it Minnesota? Is it Minneapolis? Just the state in general? I don't remember the name of the town, but they have an all-Muslim, all-male
city council, and they banned the pride flag. They're going to get what they voted for.
Yeah, the thing is with the liberals is that they will take any party and any side. Like, you're Muslim? Yeah, we'll take you. We're liberal. Oh, you're gay? Oh, we'll take you. We're liberal. And it's like, hey, we don't know if they're going to assimilate. We just want as many different small groups as possible so we could gang up on the numbers.
Right.
But it's hilarious. They're calling Muslims right-wing extremists now.
I don't know when they lost that title.
Oh, and they're also known as white supremacists because they don't believe in gay marriage. And, oh, and the pride parades.
Right. No pride parades, no flags.
So did you get to watch any of the pride parade stuff there in New York City?
I only saw a video, and it was horrific. Naked men on bicycles. Naked women in water fountains in front of children. Like, wrong crowd.
Yeah, but you know in New York City it's topless to be a woman anywhere a man can be. So in New York City that doesn't count as nudity.
No, I know.
But here's the thing, though, when I watch a lot of videos. You see the men in bicycles and walking down the street with their Mr. Unlucky hanging out. But you never see the women with that part naked. You could see them topless, but you won't see them parading around with the new term that they use called bonus hole. Prove me wrong. I've been watching video after video just to see if I could. Not that I need to see it, but I wanted to prove my point.
No, I don't see women usually flash their bottom parts, no. I'm sure much to many a man's chagrin, but the surprise was that it's not allowed for men to be nude, but the protected class of the homosexual or transgender party gets a get-out-of-jail-free card, and that's obviously... I'm just not, I don't know any other way to say it. Like, this is exactly what we're talking about with this two-tier justice. It's obviously they favor one group or class of people over the other. And everybody's cool
right.
with it.
So let me just pretend that Vito, our good friend Vito, is a police officer in New York City.
Right.
So if he sees a man rocking out with their privates out, is he to arrest them or is he supposed to look the other way?
Right. That's the thing. I don't know what they were going for there.
Well, that's my question. You might know more than me. So would you, if you were in Vito's position, if Vito was a police officer, would you be able to arrest them?
That probably not. I would be told that they have permits and that this is an event and don't disturb it and you don't arrest these people. They have the right to whatever.
You'll be on the news for arresting them?
Right, and this is where, like, you know, law enforcement will look the other way, and people will look at law enforcement like, what the hell? Like, you're not consistently doing your job. What do they need them for if they're going to be selective also and give courtesies to people who are blatantly disobeying and breaking the law?
So that's what gets me. And if you want to allow nudity, and you've heard me talk about this, I'm okay if somebody wants to have some nudity parade and your nude is not lewd or whatever, and you got the permits and you're doing a professional speech and you show that you're business owners, maybe you run a nudist colony, and you're there to promote that you don't need clothes in order to be a human, and it's not satanic or anything, and I get that. As someone that ran Bare Faces Legal, and we were very close to having Faces as a private part, and of course Barefoot is Legal, I come from that background. But when you incorporate the children into it, and tell the children to touch your stuff, that's not the family-friendly event that we would be looking for.
Right. That's...
So there's a huge difference. And what happens is that you're creating the exact stereotype that all those legitimate gay people fought against. So it's like you're making a mockery of them.
Right. Hi, Dan. So, like, I saw Jimmy Dore today, and he talked about how the way that gay people got their rights was not by shaming people, name-calling, canceling them, trying to get them fired, or shutting them down. It was by having open conversation. It was by making an argument for themselves, you know? And we don't see that.
And you see me with my stuff I run, and that's my model of trying to win.
Right. We don't see that with this current, like, the drag queen or the trans movement. We don't see them making a case for themselves. Like, they're not saying, all right, we want to do story time with your kids, and here's why we think it's beneficial. It was like right away they started resorting to name-calling for anybody that opposed it. But they people
right,
in that position, they got
they have parades that say we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. Who's going to think that they're correct?
Right. That's the problem. They didn't make a case for it, and they went straight for people's children. So people took it personally, and they got more pushback than they would have normally.
And for me, it's like LGB. That's it. Lesbian, gay,
right.
Bisexual. That's it. If you're one of the others, then you're go find one of the other letters. And if the other letters don't apply to you, then you're not part of that group. And then you got to start your own. The thing is that so many people try to merge into another group because it's easier to try and take over a movement than it is to start your own.
Right.
I promise you, V, and you might know this, it's hard work to get just on Spybook alone 130,000 people into what you're doing and have 75 million views of your product in 8 years in October. 99% of businesses wish they did what I did.
Very true.
So I feel like I've gone about it the right way. I've never gotten a George Soros payment and never will. So if that's – now, if I wanted to reach out and be one of those protected classes, maybe I could. Maybe I need more traffic, but I'm not going to take that money. That's not what we're in business for. I'm not here to say a woe is me. I'm here to plead my case. And I don't want extra freedoms. I just want the same freedoms as everybody else. My goal isn't to take away everybody else's rights. I just want people to have choices.
Makes sense.
So with the lesbian, gay, and bisexual, I just think they need to divorce that and restart everything that they're doing from scratch and give themselves, even though they have all the rights that they need, in my opinion, nobody is really shaming people anymore for being gay.
No, they're not.
Way old.
Right, we've had them in government. They have held the highest office. I mean,
yeah.
There are teachers, doctors, everybody's out. Everybody who has a pride flag has already made themselves out as an ally or a member of the community.
Right. So what they need to do is come back, rebrand themselves, and show a professional side and divorce themselves from these fools that want to dress up in bear costumes. What, am I wrong?
No, you're right. I forgot about the furries for a second. I'm sure they fall under the plus plus.
Yeah, you got the satanic groups that want to get involved and have their S painted in that group. And it's
right.
Like so many other Trojan horses that are just trying to run under that gay umbrella.
It's true. But they started with their ambiguous speech. With the whole queer stuff. Queer means everything now. It used to just be gay.
Right.
And now they have pronouns. So people with the pronouns can all fall under the umbrella as well.
And that's exactly why. Why will they have all their rights? Because if Dylan Mulvaney was just a gay person, it might not have had the same issue as it is where everybody's laughing at tranny fluid.
Right.
So, pride, there are businesses that for the first time this year tried to celebrate Pride, and now they see the parades, and there's companies already backing out of this. Starbucks said, get this Pride stuff out of here. We're never doing this again. And that's Starbucks.
Right. And there are lots as they come for businesses.
Right.
And they had 150 employees. So I wrote that.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not that they're protesting the lesbian, gay, bisexual. They're protesting the rest of it. But if nobody does anything and lets this go on, the gay community is going to fall because they refuse to clean their trash.
Right.
It would be like if I had a Barefoot is Legal parade and then people came in there that offered people $1,000 to put their toes in somebody's mouth. That would just ruin my movement.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, and I could kick those people out as many as I can, but I'd be mocked all over the media, and I could never, I can't do what I need to do, because I did not police what my message was. And I have no problem. There's other niche groups. There's people that have been kicked out of what I do because I don't like the direction they're going. There are other groups that say, if you're a Barefoot is Legal member, we don't want you here.
Really?
So I'm okay with being known as a hard ass because I take what I do 1,000% seriously, and I'm not... I mean, you can have fun, but there's a message involved, and I'm not going to separate from that.
But
so, if people want to label me a hard ass, and I'm just a right wing extremist, then so be it. But you know what? I'm the one that got the message out, and I'm the one that grabbed all these people in. And if you're upset and you start a group and in 5 years you have 306 members, meanwhile I'm pushing 130, you're not affecting me.
So, how do you recruit people for your book? Oh,
I don't want to get my marketing skills out over the phone or in a public conversation, but I got skills.
All right.
And it's 100% legitimate, family-friendly, non-spammy, and just keeping a professional message. On top of that, I have my promotional videos that I do on a regular basis. I am... a meme overlord, if you will.
Nice.
I know you're not part of the group anymore, and I'm not upset at that one bit. Don't think I'm being mad or anything, because I'm not. But I want to show you, I'm going to send you this meme in particular. This meme
I'm
got on many different... What's that?
What was it I was not part of anymore?
Facebook group.
The Barefoot is Legal?
Yeah. You're not part of that anymore, are you?
I don't think I left it. Why would I leave it?
I don't know. Sometimes people do things to support their friends, and then they back out because they weren't really interested.
Yeah,
and
I looked it up. It says following. So, yeah,
okay. I'm not going to argue. I'm not arguing.
I have no reason.
I just know that my message isn't for everybody, and I don't expect everybody to always be interested in everything I do. And that's how much I'm not focused on if you're into what I do or not. It's that my job is to bring the message. It's up to you if you want to support it. And I don't think anything less of people. So this meme that I messaged you on Spybook has had well over, I want to say it's close to 80 million views now since I made it. And it's been on news shows. It's been on many radio stations across the country. People have made their own videos off of this meme. And this has become like a classic. So, at the end of the day, it's funny that sometimes when people see me down the street or in a store or whatever, they will tell me, hey, have you heard of Barefoot is Legal?
Ah.
That's when you know you've made it.
Right.
But we haven't made it. We're maybe at 10% the goal.
But it is because the slogan is catchy and it holds the name of the organization.
Right.
It's like Make America Great. marriage was legal, you know?
Yeah. So I've just done a lot to protect my brand, and I really don't want to see, and even though I have nothing to do with the gay community, I know how hard they have worked, and I don't want to see them just be mocked again. I just think that they're at a point where if they don't clean up this act, that people are going to go back to gay hating again because they weren't able to police the mess.
That's where it's going.
So what I don't want to see is, ha, you're gay, you drink Bud Light. You drink tranny fluid. Which, I don't want to see that. I know how hard, when people work on something, I don't have to be a fan of it to know how hard they've worked, and I don't want to see them lose what they got. And I'm not here openly to promote Barefoot is Legal for an hour. I'm just saying that from somebody with experience that's run a nonprofit and has hit their head against I don't know how many brick walls over the last 8 years, and I've just been trying my best, and I got numbers, and I'm nowhere close to as big as that, and I don't want to see them fall because they want to stand up for all the things that they're not part of. So I don't know if I can make a legitimate message like a video that people would watch and make viral.
By the way, I think you probably could use some marketing, you know?
Well, we can always use marketing. I'm just saying, I don't know if me running a video just saying what I think, if people are going to think that even matters.
I mean, they just have to get informed. You know, you make a case for your group and your organization, and
I'm not here to promote it as Barefoot is Legal. What I want to do is say, hey, as the CEO, the founder, the president of Barefoot is Legal, I want to talk about how I think the LGB movement is in trouble if they don't divorce themselves from the T and the other number, the other letters. So would people look at that and say that it's completely different, or would people think that even though I'm not as well known, I do have a presence, and I don't want to see, I just don't want to see this go bad. So I'm just trying to support the movement and just trying to give my critique as somebody that runs a fellow nonprofit. That's all.
I understand that. Makes sense.
So I have to figure out how to do that. I was thinking about doing that tomorrow when I got off work. And who knows? Maybe it might make sense to people, but I just want to see people succeed, even if they're not what I do. Just like I'm not a Robert F. Kennedy fan, but I think he deserves a fair shot at being president, and when media outlets like CNN refuse to have him on because he's against Brandon, I just don't think that's right, even though I'm not going to vote for the guy.
Right. I agree. You should have the opportunity.
So if you have any ideas on how I can talk about what needs to happen with the LGB community, I'm all open to that, because that's going to go down.
Yeah, I'm predicting a very big split, because now you've got gays against groomers who have been banned from like three different platforms, speaking
right
out against the trans movement, you know?
See, the main thing And there are people that might be androgynous, so to speak, where they might just want to dress in the other people's clothes and not have anybody know that they're the other gender. And maybe they are really transitioning. And I don't think that people that are doing it for the right reasons are going to go out there and promote all this. And they don't want everybody to, they don't want every male to become female and vice versa. That's the main issue, is that they're out there selling it like it's a brand new soda or something. They're out there selling it like it's the McRib sandwich, and you only have a short time to do this, or else it's going to be illegal.
Right.
That's just what it feels like, though, V. It's like you should not have your sexual choices up for, like, a TV commercial. If your lifestyle is so great, you shouldn't have to sell it to me. I would just be interested.
Right.
And there's no need to tell somebody that they're wrong because they're still attracted to the opposite gender.
With full beards on women's dating apps, calling themselves lesbians. Can't make it
up. Well, that's just like what Vito said a bunch of times, where he tells everybody now he's a lesbian, and everybody says he's making fun of it.
Well, now you can say he's somebody with a bonus hole.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a certain millennial that's going to call himself having a bonus hole here soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, V, any thoughts on what you might want to talk about here? Because I feel like I went off on a tangent that I don't know if it was necessary or not. It's just I know that for decades, the gay community has been trying to get positive vibes, and now that they have it, that they're in danger.
I agree with you. So, and I think you did not go on a rant or off. You needed that. It all lined up. It all had one thing had everything to do with the other. So I welcome that. Don't mind the pumping from the New York infrastructure bill. We'll cover it one day. Sure.
Well, what else is going on in your New York City we want to talk about?
What is going on? They're still doing Drag Queen Story Hour here.
Okay. I did see that Mayor Adams wants to start putting these illegals permanently in dorms.
Right, and they started building tiny houses for them out of those steel, what do you call those things that they transport them internationally, full of cargo.
Oh, the shipping containers.
Yeah, they're making tiny homes out of that, and putting them on the part of the street that has the COVID outdoor seating.
Okay.
Because they've got to run electricity and water, so they'll be right next to the hydrant and where the wiring is. It's amazing. That's a big deal. It's just surprising. All horrible things. And driving to New York now, you have a good path with a bike lane. You've got three lanes of traffic that got turned into one, because one is for parking, one is for bicycling, and one is where you drive. It's stupid.
So they're trying to make cars so inconvenient that you go to a bicycle.
Right. And they have a plethora of those bicycles from Citibank all over the city. They're mostly all missing, but
there are people in the World Economic Forum community and the World Health Organization that they're considering trying to do a lockdown for the climate that could last 4 to 6 months or more.
Oh, great. I mean, we saw the skies clear up over California when we had the lockdowns. Remember, we were able to see the buildings, the skyline. People hadn't seen that in decades, but this is a whole other level of overreach.
So here's something before you leave us. So the World Health Organization did something right just today. They said that they are listing aspartame as a carcinogenic.
Thank goodness. We've known for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, so they're going to put another warning label on diet stuff. Maybe this one will work.
Yeah. It's like those gun-free zones. Put up another sign and nobody will get shot.
Are you a soda drinker at all, V?
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah, for the most part, I gave it up. The only time I might have a soda is like if I go to Five Guys and they have that soda machine of death, and I will take a sample of some random flavor that I've never heard of before just so I can try it. But that's usually no more than 2 ounces. And then I fill it up with iced tea.
Thanks.
So I feel like it's okay to try like a watermelon-flavored Sprite. But it's to sample, like a wine tasting, if you will, and then that's it. But I primarily drink Zevia.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Is this delicious?
Yeah, Zevia, or right now I'm drinking white tea with passion fruit.
Wait, you made that?
Yeah, I just made some hot tea and made a gallon and put it in the fridge, so it's iced white passion fruit tea.
That sounds good.
With stevia.
Really good.
So yeah, that's what I do.
I make lemonade from scratch.
Do you?
I squeeze a whole lemon. Yeah, I add 16 ounces of water to one sweet lemon. Add 3 tablespoons of maple syrup and a pinch of cayenne pepper.
Okay.
My appetite, it gets rid of my acid reflux, and it makes me feel good. Hydrated.
If you want to challenge it a little bit, you could throw some turmeric and black pepper in there to get the curcumin effect.
That's right. I read that. Black pepper activates turmeric. Yeah. Yep. That's the yummies.
Yes. I know what I'm doing. I got you. See, the only difference is that if I see Meyer lemons, I prefer Meyer lemons to the regular lemons.
Yeah, they just have such a funny shape. And I feel bad about wasting the peel if I'm just squeezing a lemon. I'd much rather boil it and candy it or something.
You could do that to the Meyers, can't you?
Yeah, but it's like, well, since I'm just making a lemonade, I don't think about putting the brine aside and boiling it and drying it out and candying it. I don't think about that. You know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because when I if I boil lemons like that and make the simple syrups, I will use some of the lemon. Like I'll try to coincide it on a weekend where I know I'm cooking salmon, or I'm going to use lemon, and I'll use the lemon zest out of the Meyer lemon. This way, I waste as little as possible.
Yeah, smart.
Because that Meyer lemon. Just like the inside, the Meyer lemon peel tastes so much better than just a bitter lemon.
I agree. It's something in that bright yellow color that they have.
So here's a story that I found pretty funny. So radical leftists in San Francisco, they vandalized the mayor's home, who's about as devout Democrat as they come, with anti-cop.
Really?
Because they wanted more charges in the trans shoplifter shooting.
Oh.
So they arrested a trans shoplifter, and they didn't like that.
They're above the law. Protected class.
Yeah.
They don't see where they're... They don't see it either. You point out to them, like, all the protections they have and all the favoritism society grants them, and they're just, like, not satisfied. It's not enough. It doesn't eradicate something. It doesn't amount to anything. It's never enough.
No. That's why you never give in to them. Look at that. There was a baseball pitcher, Anthony Bass, on the Toronto Blue Jays last month. And he didn't want to celebrate Pride Month.
Right.
And so the public saw that. They talked the Blue Jays into reprimanding him. He went out and apologized. And you know what? After he apologized, they booed him. And they said that they'll no longer go to Blue Jay games. So he got fired after being told to apologize. And he just did every single thing that the radicals wanted out of him. And then they cut him anyway.
Wow. See, you just can't acquiesce. You've done what you've done. There's no way to take it back. It's like throwing a stone. You can't reverse it, so you might as well just accept it. I said it, yes, and I believe it. Like, double down. Might as well.
Well, that's the thing. They
double
down. Why can't we?
Right, exactly. They double down all the time.
But that's how they win. They get you to apologize, you lose your job, and then you're now an example, so everybody else gets to fall in line.
Right.
I'm surprised we still stayed on this long.
Oh, yeah. Is your phone blinking or beeping?
No, I still got one bar, but that could change at any minute.
Sure.
I'm gonna end the show at some point playing a Russell Brand video. That'll be like 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So I know my time with you is limited, so any other topics you want to bring up?
The Supreme Court.
Oh, affirmative action. Thank you. I forgot about that. And all the black people are angry.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, the Asians are happy. They haven't been allowed to have a say, and they're people of color. They're a minority. But I think these schools are going to continue with, like, covertly, I think the schools are going to continue doing affirmative action. There's no way to enforce this or monitor it. You know, not like the IRS that monitors everybody else. There's no way. schools are full of leftist professors. Like, I saw a survey done that 95% or more of teachers are Democrats or liberals or progressives, as they would call themselves. Like, there's no conservative teachers in the public schools.
Right.
Where
yeah,
are they?
My,
they might be in the
practice. I don't know where my wife sits on that because, and I understand that most women always voted Democrat their whole life, but she said that she didn't support Hillary, and she didn't vote for Obama the second time. She voted for him the first time. Since she's met me, she's not going to support Trump or DeSantis, but she's not going to vote Democrat. So I don't know where she is.
You're all for the social programs that the Democratic Party supports.
Well, it's just that, hey, I've been a Democrat my whole life, and I know Republicans are bad, so what do? I just feel like that's where she's at.
They're not bad. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a smaller government and less invasion in your life. Nothing, ever. Nothing wrong with lower taxation.
All right, so what else are there here? So I can let that go. I'm just debating real quick here. Dingling Beer actually sponsored a drag queen show in Pennsylvania, in Bethlehem.
Yeah,
so,
in Bethlehem, okay. Not all the town.
So all these companies have gone woke. I guess if they all go woke, they all lose together.
They could, but they've done their part to have a good score. And they're going to get the money that they ask for from these big corporations that require this of them, you know?
Oh, did you see that Brandon apologized publicly for shooting down Xi Jinping's spy balloons and says that they're welcome in the United States at any time?
No, I did not.
But we're going to talk about Trump's documents in court that he kept the one on purpose with General Milley that where Milley demanded that Trump sign off on going to a world war with against Iran. That's the whole issue with this, is that they don't want that getting out to the public, that Trump stopped the world war that every globalist wanted.
Yeah, we know Milley, he gave the world leverage, you know, by saying he would leak anything if the president did anything remotely outside of what it was that he wanted. Sure. I'll be on here.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's very bumpy out here.
Are you about to park?
Right. I'm about to pull up there.
Okay. So a Washington state judge orders a woman-only spa with mandatory nudity. They now have to accept trans women with their stuff hanging out.
Yeah, no, that's real nice. Real freaking nice. They don't think about children or anything.
Hey, we already discussed my thoughts about the children, but in this case, they're not even supporting women's rights.
Right.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab announced recently that by 2030 they want to ban women from even being able to to be pregnant. They want you to go to a center to do your adoption.
That's so crazy. I forgot about that.
So if they can get rid of women and all you have is a sausage fest, then it won't matter. And then they'll allow you, if your social credit score is well enough, to adopt a baby of some kind.
But they're talking about they can create a baby with two men now. Not how they do that, but... Excuse me.
And if you don't believe that, then you're a bigot.
You know, people are going to have to learn with these bad names that they call them. Transphobic, bigot, all that. You're going to have to live with it.
Well, that's the big issue with the Republican people is that they're so scared of being called something, so they shut up.
Right.
I've been called names my whole life. I don't care.
Right. This is that communism crap.
Yeah.
And people keep pointing it out. They say, look, this is very similar to what we've seen in the past. And nobody wants to hear it.
Oh, Mike Pence went to the Ukraine to say that he supports Ukraine, unlike Trump.
Oh, boy. How's he doing in the polls for president?
I don't know if he's better or worse than Chris Christie, but about there. He's busy not making a difference.
Right. That's the sound of a New York City train.
Oh, do you take the train?
No, I'm under it in my car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pulling up to work now.
Okay. So should I get the Russell Brand clip ready?
Yes, sir. Thank you much.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for being here, V. I'll go ahead and get that going now. Everyone else, I'll be back
right.
Monday. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until Monday, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires, and I'm going to close with letting you guys listen to the latest in Russell Brand. Thank you, everybody.
The mainstream media are excited because they have audio of Trump sharing the contents of those classified boxes, which reveal that America was planning a war with Iran. Guess what they're more excited about? Hello there, you 6.4 million Awakening Wonders. Thanks for joining me on this voyage towards elaborate hats and fantastic shirts. Turn on the notification bell and subscribe right now. We make this content every day. We want you to see it all. Otherwise, you're not going to get a take that interrogates the mainstream narratives on a complex and sometimes controversial subject like Donald Trump and the attempts to bring him down. Donald Trump, it has now been somewhat proven, let me know in the comments if you agree, did share the content of those classified boxes. I mean, you can hear him doing it and admitting all the time, they shouldn't be doing this, but have a look in there, look in there. Isn't it also significant and interesting that the contents of those boxes reveal that there was a plan to go to war with Iran? What do you think is going to have a bigger impact on your life? If you're in the UK, or can be in the UK between July the 14th and July the 17th, join us for our live, in real life, community festival event. Wim Hof, Vandana Shiva, Hiron Gracie, Callie Means, an attempt to bring about the kind of society that we regularly discuss here. If you can come, come. There's a link in the description. Let's get on with this analysis. Let's listen for ourselves. See if Donald Trump really did share classified information. It does seem like he did.
Good evening. We begin tonight with breaking news. We have obtained what is expected to be a central piece of the government's case against Donald Trump. The actual audio recording...
It'd be good if it was an audio recorder. Free blind mice! Free blind mice! See how they run. See how they run.
Of the former president talking as if he's showing a highly classified document on U.S. war plans against Iran, with people not clear to even know it exists, let alone what's in it.
They're missing the point once again. Doesn't everyone basically think that presidents and high-ranking politicians have access to classified information and in private communicate this information? Don't we all just basically assume that Trump revealed to us the essential nature of power? As Dave Chappelle memorably said in his SNL speech, he was the president that said, you know all the stuff you think we're doing in there? We are doing that stuff in there.
I know the system is rigged because I use it. I said, God damn.
So once again, they're doubling down on the idea that Trump has been caught out sharing the contents of a box that's ultimately meant to be classified, that he said he kept golf shirts in and golf tees and all sorts of golf stuff in. Isn't it more interesting, more significant, more of a condemnation of systemic power and the state of the world we're in, that within those boxes were the plans for the US military to engage Iran in war? Isn't that more likely to affect your life, my life, the state of the world? Why are we talking about the personality rather than the principle? Why are we talking about minor transgressions like the revelation of classified information, which, you know, if that's wrong, that's wrong. Let me know in the comments if you think it's wrong. But is it as significant as US plans for war with Iran? What over the past 20 years has had a bigger impact on you? The revelation of state secrets, think of the most memorable one, WikiLeaks, which just told you there were loads of illegal murders that went on in all those Middle Eastern wars. Or has it been the Iraq war, the Afghanistan war, wars reaching back, the current war, whether it's financially how it impacts you, emotionally, spiritually, the fact that it kills people all over the world, Americans and of other nations. What's the bigger story here? And why are the mainstream media not interrogating this aspect of the story? Let us know in the comments.
In a moment, only on CNN, you will hear what jurors will hear one day.
CNN's just trying to make itself sound super important. Like Anderson goes, we have obtained these important documents that basically don't really mean anything, really. I mean, you all know that Trump's doing stuff like that, don't you? Do you think that Joe Biden's not doing enough stuff like that? Didn't you hear the text message where Hunter Biden says, I'm sat here with my dad, you better pay me properly, Zheng, or whatever? You saw that. We all know that there's such a thing called nepotism. We know that there's such a thing called cronyism. We know that Nancy Pelosi presumably has access to information that make her husband's investments more successful. You can't do someone for being corrupt in a corrupt system. It's the wrong problem.
I mean, the fact is, last time we heard an audio recording of him, you remember what he was saying then? In a way, he's improved. At least he's talking about politics and stuff rather than the P word that it was last time.
You will clearly hear the former president as he is speaking to several people.
These are bad, sick people.
That was your coup, you know. Against you. That's
well, it started right at the
like
beginning.
When Millie's talking about, oh, you were going to try to do a coup. No, they were trying to do that before you even were sworn in. That's right. Trying to overthrow your election.
Well, with Millie, let me see that. I'll show you an example.
That's funny. He's just in a rudimentary way going through those kinds of,
nope, that's one of my golf shoes. Oh, no, that's a 5-iron. Don't need that. Ah, there it is. Millie saying that they want to go to war with Iran.
Now, of course, if the agreed upon law is the president's not supposed to reveal classified information, then he's back to right, it sounds like, unless that's a very good impersonation of him. But isn't it sort of more interesting, important, epochal, and likely to affect your life, oil prices, stability of the world, if America plan another bloody war in Iran?
He said that I wanted to attack Iran.
You can hear him doing it. I think you've got him bang to rights.
A man was found next to a murdered body. He had the knife in his hand. 13 witnesses had seen him stab the victim. When the police arrived, he said, I'm glad I killed the bastard.
Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record. But
that's off the record.
That should handle it then. That's fine. Off the record.
They presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him.
Wow.
We looked at Trump. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Look. Wait a minute. Let's see here.
So blatantly going through secrets. Imagine them all spread out on the floor, secrets here.
Oh, but here's another one. There's another secret there. Oh, bit of secrets.
Isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know. Mm-hmm. Except it is like highly confidential. Yeah. Secret.
I didn't know that they were secret. In the tape, he says that he knows it's confidential.
This is secret information. But look at this. You attack. And
Hillary would print that out all the time, you know. Private email.
No, she'd send it to Anthony Weiner. The pervert.
It's so funny, isn't it? It's like exactly how you imagine it. This is the problem with using this to attack Trump. I mean, of course, if there is a legislative angle and he ultimately ends up incarcerated, of course, that's successful. But that's just Trump being Trump. And I feel that the problem that it highlights is, oh, yeah, you know the system that you know is corrupt, and you know that there's sort of secret wars that are economically undergirded, and then they sell it to you as being a moral humanitarian war. Well, this kind of shows that all happening. And even in the tape, it's sort of almost more damaging to Hillary Clinton, because they pretend that they're sort of above all that stuff. We're proper people. We're grown-ups and we're serious. This guy is joking the whole way through it. Everyone does it. I use those loopholes. There wouldn't be a war. It'd be over in 24 hours. You can't attack Trump there. I'm even giving them strategic advice. I'd say that if your agenda is to bring down Trump, don't bring down Trump using stuff we already sort of know about Trump and people have already decided they don't care about. That's the problem. The problem is that in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. You're still attacking him on the basis of something that isn't regarded as a problem, but almost an asset.
By the way, isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I was just saying, because we were talking about it, and you know, he said he wanted to attack Iran, and what?
These are the papers.
This was done by the military, given to me. I think we can probably, right?
I think probably right, mean use this to win an argument. I don't know if you can, Donald. I feel like it's classified.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to figure out
See, as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't, you know, but this is
still a secret. All this, that's a secret. This is a secret. These are secrets.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's like a pajama party of secrets.
This is one of my favorite secrets. I like that secret. Which secret shall it be? I'll choose the one to marry me.
It's like Sandra Dee in Greece.
I'm Sandra Dee.
And you probably almost didn't believe me, but now you believe me.
No, I believe
it's incredible, right?
No,
hey, bring some cokes in, please.
Look at that. So in response to the sort of chilling statement that the military-industrial complex have never met a war they didn't want. What is Donald Trump's response? Where would he go with that? They've never met a war they didn't want. They are a machine built for war. Their economic model requires war. This is the swamp that you claimed that you would drain. The swamp that everyone, Democrat, liberal, Republican, conservative, traditional, progressive, agrees needs draining. What's Donald's response?
Hey, bring some cokes in, please.
I mean, it is, after all, the real thing.
We knew about this. You've seen and first reported that this existed and that Jack Smith's prosecution had it in their hands. But to hear it, I think, really just drives home.
That's not that important that they're engaging a different sense. You've seen it written down, and now you've heard it. Well, what's next? A lunchbox with it on? It's not Jurassic Park merchandise. Either it's corrupt or it isn't corrupt. Either it's significant or it's not significant. No one's going to watch it and go, what? Oh, I like Donald Trump, but now that I've heard him rifling through those papers like a mouse, oh, that's put me off him. The reporting on the story reiterates that problem. Why are they not saying, I mean, it's obviously a matter of concern that it appears there are secret plans to go to war with Iran, and of course there are comparable stories within the Democrat Party and comparable stories of corruption. And obviously there's no point in us continually focusing on Trump and saying, Trump's worse, Trump's worse, Trump's worse, because loads of people, about half, think Trump's better. Why not do something about the system itself, whether that's the system of government or the system of media reporting? The issue stems from Trump's apparent frustration with what he claimed was a false narrative being pushed by the press that after losing the 2020 election, under the advice of then Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
You're always going on about Benjamin Netanyahu. Let it go, Lynn. You're never going to meet him.
And the coterie of Iran hawks he'd surrounded himself with, Trump was dangerously close to ordering strikes on Iran that could have triggered full-scale war and had to be talked down from it by chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. But the former president maintained the reality of the situation was the exact opposite, that it was Milley and the Pentagon who were pushing an attack on Iran on a reluctant Trump, and that the classified documents he had kept were proof of this.
Well, that does seem more likely, doesn't it? And again, as a person that has no belief in the bipartisan system or American globalist corporatist democracy as it's currently set up, it seems to me that the bigger issue is there were plans for a war with Iran that the military-industrial complex in the form of General Mark Milley were pushing for, rather than the rather unsurprising news that Donald Trump, excuse me, kept a bunch of boxes and showed them to his mates. It's exactly the sort of thing I've always assumed Trump would do. And then have a Coke when someone says war is inevitable. He goes, yeah. This comes in the midst of years of ratcheting up tensions between not just Iran and the United States, but maybe more dangerously, Iran and Israel. That is dangerous. The latter's government has been pushing the Biden administration to take a more aggressive posture toward Iran for years. Perhaps the real problem here, as well as taking Trump out as an electoral candidate, is, do they see him as a threat? Are they still using that crazy Pied Piper strategy of putting attention on Trump so you can't get any momentum behind DeSantis? I don't know, because I don't consider that to be the most important thing in American political life. What is evidently important is the potential for agitation for another Middle Eastern war after the wreckage, carnage, and disaster of the Iraqi war, the Afghanistan war, the current ongoing terrible conflict between Russia and Ukraine, which you don't have to pick a side on because I'm on the side of peace, baby. Check out my shirt. But what we can agree, it seems, is the peace deal was on the table, that Putin was willing to sign it. And you say that's Russian propaganda. We've got to pick our way through a hell of a lot of propaganda here. And American interests and UK interests agitated for ongoing conflict. Would there be any reason for that? Well, sort of seems like they benefit from it and they're entitled. Our economic model requires it. Let me know in the comments. The existence of US war plans for Iran suggests it wouldn't take much for Israeli attacks to draw the United States into yet another disastrous war, particularly if Iran retaliates, particularly if it winds up killing Americans in the process, whether intentionally or not. Iran's deepening alliance with Russia could draw Moscow into the war, turning the country into the second front of a global proxy battle between two nuclear superpowers, the United States and Russia, while adding a third nuclear power, Israel, into the volatile mix. Now that's only a take, and that's only speculation. But given the current geopolitical tensions, the fact that there is a war between Ukraine and Russia, given that the reporting on that war does seem to contain a great deal of biases, given that it appears there is agitation for a conflict with China around Taiwan and the semiconductors, you have to take this seriously, not least because there's a box of evidence that Donald Trump is rifling through like it's a family photo album at a post-wedding do. So tell me, what's more important to you? The fact that Trump has broken the law by taking classified information when he's no longer in office and indeed apparently sharing it with other people, or that it contains plans for a future conflict with Iran, even including a much more realistic and present danger for escalating and ratcheting up tensions between Israel and Iran? These seem to me to be global problems rather than legal technicalities or illegal technicalities or stories that exist well within what we all expect of Donald Trump, whether we like him or not. That's the crucial detail. I think people that love Donald Trump, this is just Trump being Trump. The people that don't like Donald Trump, oh, you bastard. But the reality is there are much more important issues that it appears we're being distracted from. And even in the reporting of this story, why are the mainstream media not interrogating the contents of the boxes and the implications for the world if there is a plan for a war with bloody Iran? But that's just what I think. Let me know what you think in the comments below. If you enjoyed this video, have a look at this one. It's a great interview with Jeffrey Sachs, who unpacks the current conflict between Ukraine and Russia brilliantly. Or have a look at this one. Turn on the notification bell and subscribe. We make this stuff every day. Remember, you can come to community and join me, Wim Hof, and Vandana Shiva for a fantastic live event. But more important than any of that is that you please stay free.